Steven Lindner's mother was a victim of a financial scam.
Mom used a company for some kind of credit card consolidation that had some sort of problems and disappeared and things fell apart, and I don't even really know the details. She's had some problems with phone calls, one of which that turned into a scam that she lost a measure of money on.
But Lindner says his mother's case is being settled, thanks to the help she's getting from the Elder Consumer Protection Program at Stetson University College of Law. Yesterday in Gulfport, they organized a workshop to help seniors protect themselves against financial exploitation.
But the people that she talked to knew exactly what to do, were ready to help her, didn't have a whole pile of charges and fees, and gave her personal promises of assistance, and that was great. That took a ton of worry off of her.
The workshop included exhibitor booths with representatives from consumer agencies and do not call registration kiosks. Deputy Don Straub from the Manatee County Sheriff's Office says that it is very important for the elderly people to protect their homes.
Your house sends a message. Does it send a message that you've got good security? Does it send a message that you have a dog? You know, so people do drive-by shopping just like you go to shop for bargains. Make sure your alarm sign is displayed right in the front yard, so if anybody drives by, they see it. If you put it by the door, it's too late, okay? A beware dog sign, what's that going to cost you? $2-3. You put that either in your window or on your fence.
Another alternative to protect a home is a cheap contact alarm based on magnets.
Well, it's got a little switch. You can turn it on to chime. So when the magnet separates, it gives a little notification. You also have the next one is going to be actually alarmed. And if the alarm, again, if that window or door that you've placed it on opens, this is also good, for instance, if you have somebody in the house that has Alzheimer's.
Linda Smart is an outreach coordinator with the State Department of Financial Services. She says about 800 elderly consumers filed complaints against fraudulent activities in the Tampa Bay area, and most of them got help.
We also have the authority to suspend, revoke someone's license if we find that there's criminal activity on behalf of that constituent. So there's lots of things that we can do. We just need for our consumers to come forth to let us know that they have been victimized. One of my favorite was we have an initiative called Safeguard Our Seniors, and someone came and she showed me documents where she thought she had purchased a reverse mortgage, but in actuality she had signed a quitclaim deed. Well, Department of Financial Services, in partnership with Bay Area Legal Services, we were able to remedy that particular situation. So we're very excited that she is still in her home.
Americans are targeted by many types of financial crime. Deborah Brown, an investigator with the Hillsborough County Consumer Protection Agency, says as technology advances, scams get more sophisticated.
1.3 million Americans have lost between $3,000 to $4,000 to a fake check scam, a fraudulent check scam. That can come in many different ways. It can be a work-at-home scheme, a love loss scheme. Yes, the lottery schemes, foreign business offers, which could be like the Nigerian letter.
Stetson's Elder Consumer Protection Fellow, Slade Dukes, says that the program has helped many seniors in Florida since 2004.
Last year alone, we gave over 90 speeches, which were either community education presentations or professional development trainings. We've given out over 4,000 brochures, videos, and items, materials, educational materials. We've contacted and individually spoke to an estimated 1,600 consumers, and we actually have conducted over 150 consumer inquiries.
Duke says the program is more than an information resource for the elderly.
We like to go that extra step and actually help the consumer do the thing. If someone contacted us with a problem, for example, they wanted to get the roof redone and didn't know how to do that, we would not just tell them, you know, contact the county licensing board or contact the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation. We would tell them how to contact them and what they need to look for, what they need to ask. And we would hold their hand through that process, because that's going to get the resolve that the customer needs to protect themselves and to feel comfortable about hiring a roofer.
The next Elder Consumer Law Day event is on March 22nd. You can find links to more information about financial scams and elder fraud on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka in Gulfport.